The addictive roguelike game Balatro has become one of the biggest hits of the year, mixing elements of poker and solitaire into a fiendish experience. And now my life is ruined because it's coming to mobile thanks to Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade. And you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Coletto.
And I'm Gianni DiGiovanni.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Nintendo drops more tasty Switch 2 morsels. The Mass Effect TV series is going ahead, and a Warcraft 2 remaster leaks ahead of the 30th anniversary event next week. Here is the news for Sunday, 10th of November. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
While they won't just bloody announce the thing, Nintendo is still fine with dropping tiny details about the successor to the Nintendo Switch. In a market announcement, which was also shared on social media, Nintendo president Shuntaro Furukawa said the Switch 2 will play all of the existing Switch games and be compatible with Nintendo Switch Online. It also came out that sales of the existing Switch console were slowing down because, well, duh, people want to buy the new one, which can play all the existing games.
A few other details appeared, allegedly discovered by data miners courtesy of a mysterious online test, that a new console included support for 4K resolution and mesh shaders, which point to some pretty reasonable power. So get on with it, Furukawa-san. Just put us out of our misery.
Backwards compatible is huge for Nintendo. That seems almost too good to be true. I'll kind of believe it when I see it.
Yeah, they used to do it with the DS and the Game Boy. So it's kind of actually a return to form. So I'm pretty thrilled about it.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm being pessimistic about it all.
And I'll be optimistic. If there's anything we can rely on, it's that gamers will find a way to run Doom on any hardware they can get their hands on. And, well, that absurd new Nintendo clock, the Nintendo Alamo, is no exception. This time we have Nintendo hardware enthusiast Gary Odenix to thank for taking this clock through the Doom test, and you can check out the full hacking process on his blog post, which we'll link in the show notes. Look, it's a time-honored tradition when a new bit of kit comes out to port Doom across to it, and by all accounts, the game runs better than on original 90s hardware.
And at $160 Australian dollars, I'm glad it can do something more than what was originally advertised, but I'm not sure Doom is going to push me to purchase. Let's get Elden Ring running on that sucker, and then maybe we'll talk. After 3 years of rumors and behind closed doors negotiations, Variety has confirmed that Amazon is officially working on a Mass Effect TV series. We've been promised something live action from this series basically since the game first released back in 2007, mostly in the form of failed feature films though. Personally, I think a series is the way to go, given how much story there is to play with from the first three games.
And the best news is the executive producer and writer is Daniel Casey, whose most recent credit is the 9th Fast and the Furious movie, which is my favorite film series of all time. I mean, if they've done 9 of them, they've got to all be good. Isn't that right, Kyle?
They've done 10 of them. That's how good
they are. Oh, my God. Jokes aside, also executive producing is Karim Zarek, who worked on the Netflix Marvel shows, which were like 80% really great, 20% forgettable. So there's still some hope. It's early days still. We'll keep you updated as more information is released. Chuck this one in the old rumor bucket, Kyle, but it looks like the anniversary quickly approaching for 90s RTS Warcraft 2 means the game will be getting a remaster. I love this game. It was one of the first I remember ever playing. My uncle had it installed on his computer before he bought us a copy of our own. And I'd spent hours just building armies, making maps, and just clicking on the dudes to hear what funny things they'd say.
It was confirmed by a website, Wowhead, which confirmed Warcraft 2 Remastered Internal Alpha was added to Blizzard's servers. And it wasn't long before some key art appeared and logos too. There is a Warcraft series 30th anniversary live stream direct on Wednesday, 13th of November, 10 a.m. Pacific time, which works out to be 2 a.m. Thursday in WA or 5 a.m. on the East Coast of Australia. where more details are expected. Ready to get sucked into the nostalgia, Gianni?
So ready. God, I hope they don't botch it like they did with Warcraft 3 Reforged, please.
I'm sure that they will. I'm a real pessimist this episode. I don't mean to be.
Carl's a hater.
That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Another year, another edition of Farming Simulator for all you crop nerds. Farming Simulator 25 introduces a bunch of new cultivation options like spinach and rice in all new environs like East Asia and Central Europe. Grab it on PC, PS5, Xbox Series S and X on the 12th.
Don't laugh. These are very serious games for serious people, Gianni. Out on Wednesday is the highly anticipated point-and-click adventure, The Rise of the Golden Idol. It's the second installment in the indie detective saga and features 20 new cases to solve. That's out on the 12th on all platforms, including Netflix. What a time to be alive.
Out on the 12th is Tetris Forever, a hybrid video game series, an interactive documentary featuring classic versions of Tetris, 14 of them, in fact, from its 40-year history and a brand new co-op multiplayer inclusion. Tetris Forever is coming to all platforms on Wednesday.
And finally, we have LEGO Horizon Adventures. If you like the Horizon series and you like LEGO, well, you know what to do. This is for Mitch and Gianni, basically. Sometimes dreams do come true, guys. Out on PC, PlayStation 5, and Switch this coming Thursday.
Cannot wait.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Gianni Di Giovanni. Thank you so much for listening.
When I wasn't dying of dysentery this week, I was hanging out in the Sifter Discord server. It's a great place to spend time, and especially if you're on the loop blasting your ass out. Gianni, no. You can't do this to me. You can't. Whatever. You can join the fun too. By that, I mean Discord, not the other thing, by heading to sifter.com.au/discord. That address again is sifter.com.au/discord, where you can share what you've been playing and what you've been making.
Sifter is produced by Carl Paletto, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Brutton. This episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and me, Gianni Giovanni. I'm Sifter's funniest bloke, executive producer, and walkthrough script editor.
Thanks to Brian. Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. Fiona will be back, in fact. See you then.
Thank God.
Hey there, Gianni here. On the latest episode of Lightmap, Sifter's interview podcast, I sit down with the developers of Civilization 7, who were recently out in Australia, and ask what it takes to build on this legendary series without losing what players know and love.
This Civ is a really big change to a lot of the formula. So at the same time, it still feels very much like a Civ game. And I think that it's one of those things where sort of as you get into 7, if you think you don't like something when you read about it, I'd say give it a chance. And if you play it and you think you immediately understand it, give it a chance. Because there's some, you know, we like to talk about how some of the stuff is going to be more impactful than it may seem at first. So I just say stick with it and give it a few more turns.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or head to our website, sifter.com.au.